Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 20. And this time, I'm naked. Greetings, bears and cubs, and everybody else. This is the Nard bringing you another episode of Bear Podcast. For those of you who are first-timers, this show is a gay-oriented podcast for bears. You know, big, hairy guys. Episode 13 sort of defines that if you go back a few episodes. This may be a gay, bear-oriented podcast, but the topics might be something that will strike anyone's interest. I also feature online profiles of bears every show. So if you're a bear admirer, you'll see the link on the website. Check the guy out, send a message, and tell him that you found him through Bear Podcast. Feel free to comment through the website or the voicemail line. I'll include your comments on the next show. Okay, now on with the show, guys. There's this guy in Scotland who claims that he has been cured of HIV. Okay, let me read the article here, just the parts of it. Doctors say that they want to investigate the case of a British man with HIV who apparently became clear of the virus. Andrew Stimson, 25, was diagnosed HIV positive in 2002, but was found to be negative in October 2003 by Chelsea and Westminster Healthcare NHS Trust. Mr. Stimson, from London, said he was one of the luckiest people alive. The trust said the tests were accurate but had been unable to confirm Scotsman Mr. Stimson's cure because he had declined to undergo further tests. A statement from the trust said, "This is a rare and complex case. When we became aware of Mr. Stimson's HIV negative test results, we offered him further tests to help us investigate and find an explanation for the different results. So far, Mr. Stimson has declined this offer." A trust spokeswoman added, "We urge him, for the sake of himself and the HIV community, to come in and get tested." Well, if he doesn't feel he can come to Chelsea and Westminster, then he should please go to another HIV specialist. Alright, now don't you think that if you have the key to a possible cure of HIV or AIDS, wouldn't you help out to fight it just by getting tested? Well, in my opinion of that is probably it's a hoax, or he just wants he wants to be recognized somehow. I don't know. Because if he does have the answer, I would think he would help out, but it's like teasing the public, you know? Teasing the public that he's got the cure, but I'm not gonna tell you, you know? That sucks. I mean, I don't know. Let's, maybe we'll get more updates, later on. If I get any more information in this, probably I'll podcast about it next time.
Yeah, that's it.
nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often? Woof, what a bear.
I have Roy here from San Francisco, San Pablo area, California. And his Bear 411 profile is EDG5574. And his live journal username is Excalibur. I got to hang out with him last week when I was in California, and last Wednesday I had an interview with him. But first, let me read his profile. "Hi, my name is Roy. I will be at International Bear Rendezvous 2006. Wow, I want to go there one. Probably next year. We'll see. There's only so much you can learn in one place. 31-year-old bear cub, Bay Area native, a rare bird these days, I know. I am 5'6", 256 pounds, 6 inches cut, white, Mexican, Native American mix, Wiccan, and a firm believer in the power of three. Whatever you put out, it comes back to you threefold. Looking for friends and chat on here only right now. Wow, so Royce, he's a nice guy. I've been talking with him on the phone. So I had an interview with him last Wednesday, okay? And he had a long talk. It was a fun interview, and so the events that we talked about there is pre Harry Potter days, because Harry Potter Goblet of Fire just came out last Friday, I think. So here it is. Here's my interview with Excalibur. I'm here with Roy, and he is Excalibur from Live Journal. Say hi to everyone, Roy.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. So, you also have a Bear 411 profile, don't you?
I do have a Bear 411 profile, yes. On Bear 411, I'm known as EDG5574. That stands for Evil Disney Guy 5574.
so that's where it came from. Evil Disney Guy.
Evil Disney Guy was a nickname that I've earned a long time ago, and I earned it rightly. For the last 10 years, I've been working on and off for the Walt Disney Company, and most of the time within the Disney stores. And I'm a big practical joker. A big group of us actually went on a camping trip to Big Sur here in California, and I woke everybody up in the morning at 6 a.m. by playing the Macarena on a continuous loop.
Oh, my gosh.
Needless to say, the boombox got destroyed, but a couple of days later, I go into work, and the manager is there, and she's training some new recruits. She sees me come in, and she was one of the people who were there for the camping trip, and she gives me this evil eye, and she leans over to the recruits and says, "Do you see that guy over there? That's an evil Disney guy. Watch your back with him."
So that's where Evil Disney Guy came from.
I've had that nickname now ever since 97. So.
I see, okay. So, all right. And any other profiles like Live Journal, right? That's your...
On Live Journal, I'm known as Excalibur. A lot of people think that I went to Cal Berkeley, but no. The nickname originally came because I was originally going to move earlier this year. I was actually going to move to the south, but then the hurricanes hit, and that kind of postponed everything.
I see.
I am still looking to moving towards like the East Coast area sometime next year. So it took me a while to decide whether or not I really wanted to do it, but just recently I've decided, yes, you know, I've lived in California my entire life. I'm not only a California native, but I'm a California Bay Area native, and it's about time that I live someplace else besides California, so.
Oh, so that's why you've been there longer. So what other, have you gone to any bear runs before?
Just IBR. I mean, pretty much I've done a couple of IBRs. I haven't done anything extreme, you know, far out of state or anything. The Lazy Bear Weekend that always happens every year, it always lands on my birthday.
Oh,
so
okay.
I usually have other plans, but except when I turned 30, I decided to go to Lazy Bear for my 30th birthday, and that was quite an interesting experience. So.
I see. Yeah, I want to go to Lazy Bear one day, but... We'll see. When is that? When is Lazy Bear? Usually in July.
It lives up to its name. I mean, that's all it is. It's just a bunch of bears laying around, lazy, doing nothing, having sex, you name it.
Ah, okay. I saw some
it's
videos.
It's one big giant four-day orgy in the outdoors. It's basically what it is.
Oh, okay. How many people would go there?
A lot. A lot of people. I was overwhelmed by how many people were there. I mean, not only just from all over the state of California, but all up and down the West Coast. Some people... there was a couple that I met that actually came all the way from Ottawa, Canada, to Lazy Bear. So.
Oh, okay. Wow. So you like going to bear events, mostly in California area. Okay.
Yes, I haven't been to any out of state. I intend on changing that next year. So
that's good. Should come to TBRU or Bear Watch, where many people go.
Down in Texas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds like an idea, possibly.
That's right.
there's been a bunch of people trying to drag me to Bear Bust, but I've heard that's a little too decadent, so I don't know if I'm ready for that yet.
All right, so what type of guys do you like anyway?
I'm very picky, to be honest with you. I don't have a specific type, to be honest with you. I mean, to me, I guess it's easier for me to say who I don't like, what is my anti-type. Basically, the guys who look like they really need to eat. I like guys with meat on my bone. I'm sorry. If you look like you are malnourished, I'm not going to go out with you. I'm going to hand you a sandwich and say, eat, goddammit.
It's like fucking a coat hanger, huh?
It's something like that. You know, basically the guys who look like, you know, Twiggy when she was a model in the 60s, the guys with the guppy stomach where you can see their intestines.
No.
I need a guy with some meat on my bones, be it a belly, be it muscles, I don't care. You need some meat on the bones.
I see.
I will admit I do have a weakness for Latin guys. So.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
Oh,
so.
Wow. I should be aware of that then, okay?
So I will admit those are my two weaknesses, yes. So if I do have a weakness, it's them. But as for a particular type of guy, you know, I'm not going to sit there and go, yeah, I like my men to be, you know, certain hairy, blah, 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 blah. You know, no. As far as I'm concerned, if you're sexy, you're sexy. If you're not, you're not. It doesn't matter exactly what type of body type you are or anything.
Wow.
Except if you, like I said, if you're as thin as a toothpick, then that's an entirely different story.
Yeah, I wouldn't go for that either myself. Like him beefy, like him.
The guys where they look like if they sneeze, they're going to break in half. No.
So, you've been to any video porn before or any?
Yes.
Wow, this gets interesting. Okay. Tell me.
I have been in two movies. I've been in two movies with Cyber Bear Productions. My name on Cyber Bears is Evil D, which again is short for Evil Disney Guy, because obviously we can't use Disney in a porn.
Okay.
without getting in trouble from, you know, the Disney Nazis down there in Burbank. But no, I've been in two of them. One is the first one that was released is Bear Party Volume 1, just briefly in that one.
Then
the other video, which I'm actually predominantly featured in, is the movie called Bear Paws, which is a pretty extreme video.
Pretty extreme.
Well, there's two versions of it. There's a version that you can get normally, and then if you go online, you can get the director's cut. And the director's cut's pretty raw, so.
I'd like to get that. We're going to get it.
You can get it through Cyber Bears. There's two websites that you can go to. There's a link on www.cyberbears.com. If you want to go directly to the website to purchase the videos, they're www.w69f.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can also pick up Cyber Bears in video stores that, you know, if they sell bear porn, most likely their titles are there. So It's pretty easy to find Bear Paws, especially to see me, because I'm pretty much plastered there on the cover of it.
Okay.
Let's just say that when the video was released, I went to the Castro, and then all of a sudden I'm seeing a big giant poster in the porno shop of me, and I'm looking at it going, well, I can't take my family to the Castro.
Not for now, yeah.
It's just like, please kindly remove this. But no, it was great because the shop noticed that it was me, and they asked me to sign the poster, so I signed it, you know, dear, you know, the name of the store, thank you for supporting my art, Evil D.
Wow. So, all you listeners, just check out Cyber Bears and what's the other site?
The other site is w69f.com.
Oh, okay.
It basically spells out wolf, but instead of the two O's, it's the number 69.
Yeah,
so.
That would be easier.
And if you get the hardcore edition of Bear Paws, you'll actually be able to hear an audio commentary that I recorded for my particular scene. It turns out that we are the first bear porn to have an audio commentary, so I've made some sort of contribution to this world.
Now that's going to be interesting. Audio commentary.
I completely play the Mystery Science Theater 3000 home game on myself. So, I mean, I'm sitting there and I'm watching myself on this big screen and I'm going, oh dear God almighty. And so, you know, I'm just ripping into myself. So, I had a lot of fun doing the commentary.
Oh, okay. Wow, I've got to check that out. I'll I have to get one of the director's cut then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the director's cut is the hardcore. It's got something for everybody there. If you're into fisting, you're going to see it. If you're into water sports, you're going to see it.
Oh, my gosh.
BDSM, I get the shit kicked out of me in this video. Let's just say the looks of pain that you see on my face is not acting. Some of them are very real.
So. Okay. So you guys, Bears and Cubs, listening to this, check out his videos. Anyway, so, okay, let's get a little bit personal. Something of a less wilder side, I should say. So, what are your other interests? And you know,
I'm a big self. I basically, I declare myself a movie whore. I really am. I grew up loving cinema. I mean, my very first. This is going to make me sound like such a geek, but I don't care. My very first childhood memory is of going to go see Star Wars when I was 3 years old, back in 77. So I know I'm aging myself here, but I don't care. But I remember complaining. I remember complaining, standing in line for over an hour, not wanting to go see this movie because of the fact I had to stand in line, then going to see the movie, and then complaining because my parents wouldn't get back in line to go see it again with me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I knew I was destined to be a film geek. So,
okay.
But so, I love cinema. I love it all. I love the mainstream stuff. I love independent films. I love art house films. I love foreign films. I will even purposely seek out the crap and go see the crap, the movies that have just been panned so much that you know that they're going to be notoriously bad. You know, like movies like Geely and Freddy Got Fingered and movies like that. I go see those movies.
Oh my God.
Showgirls has a very special place in my heart. So.
Okay. Oh my God, I remember, what is that? Freddy Got Fingered? Oh gosh, I can't.
Oh, Freddy Got Fingered was horrible. Freddy Got Fingered is probably one of the only very few movies I ever really walked out on. So I can take stupidity to a point.
Yeah, that's right.
It's pretty bad when I can actually sit through from Justin to Kelly in its entirety, but I can't sit through Freddy Got Fingered. So,
oh, Justin, yeah, you watched Justin to Kelly, huh?
I own From Justin to Kelly. What are you talking about? I saw it. It was sitting in the $5 bin of DVDs at Walmart, and I felt sorry for it. So I bought it.
Okay, it's out of pity, okay?
Oh, it was out of pity. Yes. I was like, oh, you poor Kelly Clarkson. Okay, I'll support you. Here's my $5.
Hey, she's from Texas. Yeah.
Hey, well, she's good. And the good thing about her is she was able to survive that movie. Justin, on the other hand. but
well, we don't hear from him anymore.
Yeah, well, thank God, actually, because I can't stand that mop-top freak.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I like Kelly a lot. You know?
Kelly's good. Kelly's got talent. So I think out of everybody who has actually won American Idol, she's got some serious talent. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. So you're into movies. Any other appearances you were in, or any other cameo appearances that you've had before? No.
I've had I guess you can call it a walk-on role. I don't know if you can call it. I'm an extra in the movie Angels in the Outfield. Good luck trying to find me. I'm in the final baseball game, and what was funny is the movie's supposed to be about the Anaheim Angels, yet it was filmed at the Oakland Coliseum. So I don't know why they couldn't film it at Anaheim Stadium. They filmed it here instead. The Oakland Coliseum's a huge stadium anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But they needed to fill it basically to overflowing capacity because it was supposed to be that the Anaheim Angels are at the World Series and all this stuff. So it was supposed to be a World Series game.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sitting there, and our big job not only was to root for the Anaheim Angels and everything. Here's all these Oakland A's fans wearing red and white, and it's completely contrasting. It was so funny. And our biggest job was we had to stand up and flap our wings like an angel.
Wow. And that's
so,
it.
That's it. I got paid well for it, but I can say that I've actually seen Tony Danza. So
okay, whoa, Tony Danza.
Yeah, I know, big time. Woohoo! I saw Tony Danza.
Wait a second, isn't it Christopher Lloyd?
Christopher Lloyd was in there. Yeah, he was there, and so was Danny Glover. Danny Glover. I mean, I've seen him around. He lives here in the Bay Area, so I've seen him around before. So that was nothing unique, but. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Tony Danza and Christopher Lloyd, and then the little kid, I can't remember his name, but he went on to star on the show Third Rock from the Sun. But, yeah, he was there as well.
Oh, that's right.
something like Love Lewitt. I forgot the name.
Can't remember his name for the life of me right now. But yeah, he was there.
Yeah. Wow, you've been. You really are a movie geek. You're in it.
Oh yeah.
In
not only a movie geek, but also a Disney geek as well. I mean, so much. I guess that's why I work for Disney. But so much of a Disney geek to the point where I actually share my birthday with Disneyland. So that's kind of a scary little connection for me.
Like
I was predestined to be a Disney geek.
So you go to LA. To LA to Disneyland most of the time?
Well, I haven't been since the California Adventure opened. That was the last time that I've been down there. I was actually kind of disappointed the last time I went down there, so haven't been back since. I wanted to go back for the 50th anniversary, I'm actually waiting. They are apparently closing down the Pirates of the Caribbean and completely turning it into a brand new ride based more on the movies. I'm going to wait until they reopen that so I can go see that.
All right. So, what do you call this? You've been to Disneyland before? I have been. I haven't been to Disneyland before. I've never been.
It's expensive.
It's expensive. Okay. So okay. How about musicals? Are you a musical freak too?
Oh dear God, yes. I do like musicals. I guess that's the little thing that reminds me I'm gay. I do like musicals. I'm very picky though with some of my musicals. I can't stand anything by Rodgers and Hammerstein except for The King and I. I like The King and I, but shows like Carousel, The Sound of Music make me want to puke. They seriously do. Shows like The Music Man. Oh dear God, get that shit away from me. I mean, with me, I mean, the musicals I like I love Les Mis. I'm a big...
I love Les Mis,
I love Les Mis. I love... I really can't stand Andrew Lloyd Webber. I can tolerate some of his shows, but not really too much. I love Miss Saigon. I'm a big, giant fan of the show Ragtime. I thought that was an incredible show. And I'm also a big fan of Rent. I'm a big, giant redhead. I've probably seen that show like about 6 or 7 times on stage.
That's where I get into also Rent. Oh, it's going to be out next week.
I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to see the movie. Yeah, I'm very excited about the movie version.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited too. I've been looking for the... I'm looking for the original cast recording. And I couldn't find it at Walmart.
It's really hard to find. You can only find the selection CD now. You can't. It's hard to find that original 2-disc set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I need to get that for a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's gonna be next week. So
yeah, I can't wait to see it.
Probably there are listeners out there who are into Rent. Also, I myself watched it 5 times myself. I'm a Rent geek also.
Well, the one thing that I love about the movie is they've pretty much done some modernizations. Like the one thing that I really applaud is the song I found out, "I'll Cover You," the love song that Collins and Angel sings together. They've actually changed into a wedding vows song, which I really applaud a lot. I really applaud Christopher Columbus for going there with the subject matter. So,
Yeah, it's going to be next week.
Oh yeah, right.
Wait a second. How about Harry Potter? Harry Potter's going to be next week or 2 weeks from now?
No, Harry Potter comes out this week. I bought my tickets about 2 weeks in advance for that movie, and I'm going to the IMAX screening of it actually. And from what I understand, it was a good thing I made that choice because opening night's already completely sold out here in San Francisco for the IMAX screening. And I don't know if the night that I'm going is or not, but when I went to go get my tickets, it was already sold out. So.
Mm-hmm. You read all the books?
I've read every single book, yes. I'll admit it, yes, I've read every single Harry Potter book. I did not want to get into the Harry Potter books. I started reading them around the time the third book came out, and then I'm sitting here and I'm going, okay, I need to know what the heck the fuss is with this movie, with these books. So I bought the first one, and I read it in one day. I could not put the book down, and I immediately went out and bought book number 2 and book number 3, and I've been hooked ever since. So.
Yeah. Well, for me, before the movies came out, I had to read everything first. So when the first movie came out, I hurried up to read the first one, and then I read everything else.
Well, it was just fun for me watching, you know, the moments that I remembered imagining in the book come to life. The very first movie was very magical for me. It definitely had kind of that Wizard of Oz magic to it, of actually seeing it come to life.
Yeah.
Which is what I loved about the first one. I didn't really particularly care for the second movie. Mm-hmm. I loved the third movie. It's my favorite one so far, but I'm really looking forward to number four because number four is actually one of my favorite books out of the series. So I'm really looking forward to this one.
Yeah. They want to make a, what do you call that? A porno version of the second one, right? Like
Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secretions or something like that?
Yeah, Harry's Peter, yeah.
Harry Palmer, yeah.
Harry Palmer,
to be nothing but a big giant solo, you know, masturbation project video or something.
Yeah, that's right.
Then if you want to go there, we can have, like, you know, the 10-year-old boys doing it, and Michael Jackson would be more than happy with that video.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me see. I don't know when I'm going to go to Bay Area again. What restaurant was that again that we ate at Berkeley? I keep forgetting.
What was the restaurant we went to? Oh, it was Cucina Raphael was the name of it. It's like a little tiny small Italian bistro restaurant right there off of Shattuck Avenue.
Okay. Yeah, I keep forgetting what the name is, so...
It's not an easy name to remember, I know that, but it's a really good restaurant. I've been there before, so...
Oh, okay. That's cool. It was great seeing you last weekend, so...
It was great seeing you, too, definitely.
Yeah.
You're the first person off of LiveJournal who I was not friends with to begin with that I ever met, so...
Oh, okay. Well, now we're buddies now. Woohoo! But anyway, okay, so... let me see. Oh, it's been on 20 minutes now. Oh, my God, it's a very long podcast today.
Hey.
All right, so I guess that's a wrap. And probably next time I'll have you in the show again. Maybe you can co-host with me. What do you think?
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Woohoo! I'll co-host it naked just to make you happy. So.
Naked? I'm naked now.
Oh, damn. And I'm over here in California.
That's right.
I'm over here in the unusual weather that we're having right now. Damn.
Uh-huh. Well, anyway, okay, guys. So thank you for listening. This is Roy. And any last words to our bear friends out there, Roy?
Any last words? Let's see here. I can get ridiculous and say arugula, but no. Let's see here. Keep it safe. Play safe. Stay away from Crystal, all that jazz. Have a great holiday season. Happy solstice to all the pagan bears out there. And that's it.
That's it. Okay. So this is Roy from Excalibur from LiveJournal and EDG5574 in Bear411. Thanks for listening, guys.
All righty. Thanks for having me.
Here's a bear event, guys, in Vancouver. It's called Bear Bounce 2. It's going to be on Saturday, December 10th, 2005. From deep in the cold heart of winter darkness, it's time to come out of hibernation and warm up for fuzzy bits as the Van Cubs present Bear Bounce 2. Yep. Okay, remember that. December 10th, Saturday. Doors open at 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. Location, Video in Studios, Vancouver, BC, 1965 Main Street. Okay, the link will be on the website. The website is vancubs.org/bounce. Vancubs is V-A-N-C-U-B-Z. All right, let me tell you guys what's been happening. Yesterday, I made a podcast in bed. I was just bored. I was just bored in bed. And had nothing to do, so I podcasted. And that was episode 19. Probably I'll make episodes within the week about random thoughts, whatever. I even had a Mormon visitor yesterday. But the main show should be on the weekends. I'm just trying to add some spice into the podcast, okay? Last Friday morning, I had an interview with the Washington Blade. They were looking for gay podcasters, and I had the honor to be interviewed by Greg Marzullo. The article is going to be on the arts and entertainment front page. He said it's going to be at the point section. We talked about how I got started with podcasting and how it can be used as a voice for the gay community. It was a half-hour interview. He said that he was able to talk to other gay podcasters like Madge Weinstein of Yeast Radio. I'm really happy about that, you know. I'm really excited about it. And he also said that the article might come out in the Houston Voice. I hope I could get a local copy. If not, I'll just have to ask Greg to mail me one. And the publication should be out by the weekend after Thanksgiving, so watch out for it, guys. And if you guys are in D.C., please let me know how it turned out. Thank you very much, Washington Blade. It truly is an honor. Okay, this week is Thanksgiving week. My partner and I are usually... we usually go to Fort Lauderdale for a Thanksgiving. This time, we're staying in Houston. I guess I won't be able to attend the Wolf Fest. It was a blast last year, but this year we just couldn't afford flying there. Next year, I'd like to go to a lot of bear events. We'll see. And last night was the Houston Area Bears Social at Mary's. It was a blast! There were about 7 of us there at the back bar. I'm being silly now. Okay, it didn't turn out well, okay? Probably because it's too cold. Okay, you know what? Let me tell you guys, I'm sure this happens to many bear groups all over the country. Low attendance, less support. I've been talking to friends and they say that they don't want to go because no one goes anyway. I don't get it. Imagine if everyone thinks that way, there will be many flop events if people think that way. I was talking to someone a few months ago who was complaining, why isn't the group planning any fun activities like bowling and dine-outs, theme park trips and other stuff? Then I said, yes, we do. You just don't go. And then you complain that we don't have fun? This is my take on attending social gatherings. I understand if you're avoiding someone, an ex or an obnoxious person, or if you cannot physically enjoy the activity due to health reasons, I understand that. But when your reason for not going is that no one goes to the event anyway, that is fucking lame. Give me another reason. I don't like the people. I don't like the venue. I have a prior commitment. Or I would rather go to another bar. But when you say you won't go because no one goes to the event anyway, then that's when it falls down. Now I think that's a good time for someone to say something, how to improve social gatherings. Do you have a better idea? Websites and emails are all over for communication. Fire up that web browser or email client or your Outlook or your Eudora and email your local bear group or any social group for that matter that you're in and say, hey, I have an idea, or I know what we can do next weekend. Get involved, guys. Anyway, that's just my opinion, guys. So if any of you have any questions, just reactions to what I just said, just send me an email. Maybe this week I might podcast in bed again. Who knows? It's Thanksgiving week, so you guys have fun. Don't eat too much, okay? And try not to sleep while you're full. You might get nightmares. By the way, I suggest you guys watch Rent this Wednesday. I'm a Rent geek. I've seen it 5 times already as a musical. Now it's going to be in the theater. And I bet I'll be singing along in the movie. I guess that's really gay, huh? Then on Thanksgiving Day, we might watch Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. I've read the books already, and I'm looking forward to how this movie turns out. All right, so that wraps the show. Official website is bearpodcast.com. Email, you can send me emails at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com, or you can leave me a voicemail at 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving week, guys. Many wolves and many hugs. Walking where I grew up, yet I have never been before. Completely satisfied, I look and run and call for more. It's lovely looking at your splendid tray you bring.